Thus did Saman begin his work as Glommer. The rest of us were getters, meaning we'd move around using the maneuvering thrusters, latch onto payloads that drifted near, and bring them to the Glommer. I spun my rig around to look for any incoming payloads. Humans, of whom there ought to have been 11, were color-coded red. The tender and its little nuke plant were also red, since we'd soon die without them. In addition, there were 50 Monifiques carrying cargo. Their fuzzballs were blue. Their contents were interchangeable. Each contained some water, some food, some fuel, and some other stuff we'd need. That's because we didn't expect to recover all of them. When I looked around, I saw what seemed like an impossibly huge number of red and blue fuzzballs, all drifting in the general vicinity. My brain told me, flat out, that rounding them all up was impossible. It was a disaster. But the very least I could do was head for the nearest red one and make sure that whoever it was had survived the launch and was conscious. I began to line up for a rendezvous, but I'd barely begun to move before I saw maneuvering jets flash. Jezri's icon came up on my display. "I'm good," he announced impatiently. "Go look for something that can't take care of itself." Beyond him, a blue payload was coming in. It was in the correct plane, but its orbit was a little too eccentric, so it was losing altitude, probably doomed to re-enter and burn up in a few minutes. I got myself spun around facing forward, i.e. in the direction that I and all of this other stuff were moving in our orbits around Arb, and then made myself vertical, so that the soles of my feet were pointed at Arb and its horizon was parallel to a certain line drawn across my face mask. The payload was slowly falling through my visual field. I used the stick to thrust backwards, slowing myself down. The payload stopped falling, which meant I was now in the same doomed orbit that it was. A little more maneuvering took me to within 20 feet of the thing. I was distracted for a moment by more visual clutter. A red payload, tumbling across my visual field from left to right, sideswiped a blue one. My eye was drawn to it. The red and the blue had stuck together. I reckoned it was one of the other cell members doing what I was doing, but if so, they weren't using a grapnel, just holding onto the net with a skele-hand or something. The red and the blue payload had merged into a slowly rotating binary star. I saw no sign of thrusters being fired, no evidence that the person was even conscious. "I think we might have someone in trouble here. An inadvertent collision," I reported.
"I see what you see, and I'm coming to investigate," said Arcibalt.
"I'm a little closer," I offered, turning my head around and seeing Arcibalt on his way in.
"No, he said. "Go ahead and take the payload you've got."